It's the 11th of September today. 11th of September, and it's what time is it? It's approaching 1 p.m. And of course, this is the anniversary of 9/11. Yes, it is. I'm sure it is. Yes, 11th of the night. We say it the other way, of course. So, all thoughts to. And I can remember. I can remember, as most people probably can, of a certain age, I guess. I can remember exactly what I was doing at the moment that I witnessed that on television. I wasn't at home, but I can remember it vividly. I thought it was a movie. Oh, God. Anyway, that's another story. So thoughts for that, all those people involved in that. I'm at the top end of the town, or not quite the top, but near the top. One of the housing estates that is one of the highest in the town, looking down. I'm looking south just now, and I'm on a road called Cross Hill Drive, which is very steep, and as it climbs up from Kirk Road, the roads branch off to the left and right all the way up. I'm at the top end where the newer housing is, Napier Avenue and Glenbear. Glenbear's the newest part. Picking up stuff from an African family who recently moved into the town, and Victor has gotten to know my wife, not directly, but just through her charities and phone to say he had stuff for her. So this is my ramble, by the way, if you haven't already guessed. So just up picking the stuff up from his house, and I've never been into Glenbear, ever in my life. I've never been into Glenbear. It's the newer part, but it's been there for quite a good few years now. But anyway, a lovely big box of goodies for my wife to sort through when I get home. But as I said, tell you a wee bit about this area, because as I said, Napier, you remember that name is Scottish history. Scotland being famous for their inventors. Mm-hmm. And this area, many places are themed. many places are themed. Why is it people who come up the back and you're sitting with your brake lights on, you've obviously stopped, and then pull up the back of you, and then you can see them looking at your car to say, what's he doing? Well, I'm stopped. So I had to signal to let them know I wasn't going anywhere. Anyway, sorry about that little ranty in my ramble. So basically, I'll just try to get my bearings here to give you a rundown. This area, one of the oldest parts of the town, was named after the inventors and the well-known people in Scotland at the time. So right now I'm at Ramsey Crescent, which goes round and comes back out. So next one, Ramsey Crescent. On my right is Napier Avenue. And as I head downhill, I say, this is very steep, this one. Yeah, it's deadly in the winter, with snow and ice, absolutely deadly. You don't want to live up here at that time. And then that's Ramsey Crescent coming back out again. And as we head down, you'll get some more recognisable names. The problem is, a lot of the street names now have been moved, you know, someone removed the plate, in other words. So, why they do that, I don't know. So now I'm passing Barry Terrace, not J.M. Barry, I think, you know. Barry Terrace on my left, on my right is Hague Crescent, on my left now is, if I can make it out, for God's sake, hid behind the bush. Try to remember that one. I had an auntie stayed in that one, but I can't remember anyway. There's and the second last one before I hit the bottom is Scott. Almost lost my phone. I'm gonna creak my neck now. And the very last one, I'll have to pull in again to indicate to beat this driver behind me. Another woman driver. Why is it woman drivers? I know I'm going to get my knuckles wrapped for this. Why is it women drivers are the worst for driving up and stopping right in your tail when you've obviously stopped and got your brake lights on and there's nothing, no infringement in front of you?
I do not know why. And the last one is, of course,
Carlisle. And then Burns. Famous one at the end, Burns. That's sore my neck, by the way. Anyway. So now I'm at the bottom and I'm on the Kirk Road, which I'll be turning right, heading, if you like, kind of northwest. Yeah, kind of northwest. And on a cut road, and then this trans, what's the word when a street, although it's the one road, changes from one name to another, it's not transformed, it changes into Marjorie Bank Street, the most famous, probably the most famous and well-known street in Bathgate. Named after Princess Marjorie, all those years ago, way, way back. And the main part, or one of the main parts, probably the most main part of our annual Newlands Day celebration. Newland being the founder of the town of Bathgate, as is Bathgate. Before that it was known as something else. And I'm passing the old academy on my right hand side. Big sandstone building, used to be Bathgate Academy. If you were really clever and you weren't Catholic, you went to the High Academy, the academy up there, which is now private apartments. But if you're really clever, you went there. As long as you weren't a Catholic, because you went to the Catholic school, no matter how clever you were, it was just a big Catholic school. And I'm passing all the beautiful big stone, sandstone houses along Marjorie Bank Street. And including one that used to be the public library many, many years ago. And United Reformed Church on my right hand side, just passing that. So today, finally getting to the nitty gritty, if you like, as I head down Hopton Street and into the bus, the biz, if you like, the hub of shopping, Hopton Street and George Street Precinct, etc, etc. So today is the last day before we go on holiday tomorrow morning. We did 2 car routes, so 2 4:30 a.m. rises. Friday morning, Saturday morning. Last night went to bed 10:15, got out of bed this morning 10:15, 12 hours in bed. Pardon me. 12 hours in bed. Broken sleep as usual. With no less than five toilet breaks. Five. Mind you, 12 hours in bed, it's probably about right, if you go by the mean and the average. So, I've had a light senior citizens fry up this morning. I'm not... these speed bumps, sleep policemen, whatever you want to call them, they put all over the town, are a damn nuisance, you know. So, I'm not fit nowadays for big breakfasts, especially toast. My wife gave me a row this morning because I only ate one slice of toast again, and I just explained that I'm not so keen on eating so much toast nowadays. If I'm getting bacon, egg, beans and fried tomatoes, fried cherry tomatoes it was this morning, I love those, then I'm, you know. But then she doesn't understand, you know, that bread bulks you up, and I prefer to, if I'm going to fill my belly, I want to fill it with the good stuff. So anyway, I've had that, a cup of tea, which has put a bit of life into it, if you like. Today will be a day of biz, if you like. What's left of the day at 1 o'clock, my God. And I've got loads to do. I've got the Volvo to wash and polish, and the inside to clean out, and get everything checked, the tank topped up, and the tyres all checked, etc, etc, levels. Do that, that's my job. The wife, my wife Mary, will get everything else ready in preparation for packing the car first thing in the morning. And we still have a mass to go to, so we'll be going to Shots, it's about 10, 12 miles away, this evening, but she's got a particular reason for that. It's 2 reasons to go there this evening. And then when we come back, it'll be free up for a couple of hours and then off to bed. But lots to do before then. We've got the garden to tidy up, but I don't see any point now because Mrs. and Mr. Blackbird will, no doubt, within an hour of me tidying it up, will make an absolute mess again. So, is there any point? Oh, lovely Porsche Carrera Turbo. Turbo. My dream car, Porsche 911 Carrera Turbo. And if we got the weather, it would be the Targa Turbo, which means it's got the soft top. Yeah. But don't get the weather and I'll never have the money, so I can always dream. So it'll be a busy, busy day. Not busy in the sense of bursting a gut or anything like that, just busy in making sure everything's ready before, you know, say maybe 4 or 5 p.m. And then we can relax after that. Oh, there you go. It's almost home. It's a better day now than it was this morning when we got up. Quite overcast and cool. Now the sky's broken up. Really heavy clouds, but at least some blue patches. And the sun getting out. Straight, very strong wind, very strong wind. I wonder if I'll get out on the bike today, even for one of my wee short rides. Because I do enjoy. You have no idea what 5 or 7 miles on a bike can do unless you're a cyclist or another athlete. What can do for your well-being, physically and mentally. I just love going out, even in a short run. I just love going out. There's not going to be a chance for one of my longer runs, 20 to 25 miles, something like that. There's no chance of that today. If I get out for 5 or 7 miles in my wee local route, I'll be perfectly happy, to be honest with you. Because that will be the last time I'll be hanging the, literally as I say, hanging the bike up. Well, it'll be hanging up in the bike stand in the garage. And probably get back in a number of days' time. So, there you go. I'm in the drive now. Actually, the sky seems to be clearing even more, which is a good thing. If you're going to polish the car. Yes, I know you shouldn't polish a car in bright sunlight, but this is September sunlight, but you know, you realise this isn't high noon stuff. No burning 30 degrees sun on the cars here. This time of year, or even any time of year. So there you go. Right, thanks for listening, and I will attempt to do Rambly Boos while I'm away for the week, but not guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed, absolutely. So I will attempt. Well, let's just say I'll attempt to remember, that's half the battle, attempting to remember. Thanks for listening again. Cheerio, bye then.